Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
It will happen every now and then in my podcast.
Cause of Death.
That we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids such as blood as an element will be the smallest problem.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
I'm looking forward to taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany. And my experience can be listened to here now.
Cause of Death.
Cause of Death. In bed of the victims. Sleepless in Berlin. Marcel remembers a summer in Berlin. The city is busy. The assignment. A violent crime in a luxury hotel. It gets later and later. At some point, the question arises, where the crime scene cleaner stays overnight. Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. My name is Marcel Engel, and I work as a crime scene cleaner. It will happen every now and then in my podcast that we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that, I mean that liquids such as blood as an element will be the smallest problem. I am looking forward to taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany, and my experiences can be heard here now. Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel. Hello, and welcome to a new episode of my podcast, Cause of Death. Great to have you on board today, and thanks for joining me for a crime scene cleanse. Also, for those of you who are new now and tuning in for the first time, enjoy this episode. Yes, there are events in life that might feel a bit mysterious once in a while. That is, somehow you get the feeling that there might be something supernatural in the room. For all those who don't believe in it, I myself have never believed in such things. But as they say, the exception proves the rule. Cause of Death, the podcast, the crime scene. The job was in Berlin and came from one of our headquarters. When there's a lot going on, I travel all over Germany. That means I support the teams regionally where it's needed. Sometimes I just visit the offices and check that everything's running smoothly and the way I want it to be. For that, presence visits are very important. It was summer several years ago when the Berlin team needed active support. That's why I drove from Frankfurt to Berlin. Arriving on site, I was standing in front of a big hotel. My client was the boss of a large hotel chain. I reported to the reception. The job itself consisted of cleaning a crime scene. This means that the job situations are not always the same. In this case, it was a violent crime with fatal consequences, which required our cleaning services. Down in the foyer, someone then received me and told me he would show me the hotel room and also immediately asked me if everything could be cleaned today. I said I had to take a look at the situation first, and then I could say something more specific. Why this was so relevant for the hotel was because at that time, Love Parade took place in Berlin. Accordingly, all hotel rooms in Berlin were fully booked. It was high season for the hotel industry. Prices are mostly double or triple as expensive. And just therefore, it was so annoying for the hotel. But what do you want to do? It's just the way it is. So I went with my tools to the elevator to the fourth floor. I was in a long corridor, and the hotel rooms were on the left and right. The room was number 421. And when I was standing in front of the door, I broke the police seal, and I could already smell this death odor. Sweet corpse smell that penetrated through the door. Then I unlocked the door. The floor itself was lined with carpet, a colorful and wild texture, blue-red pattern, extremely saturated with blood. To the left were bathrooms. The bathroom itself had a large sink, hairdryer, mirror, toilet, and there again a white-tiled floor. Seemed like someone was bleeding to death here. The sink itself was surrounded by a stone slab. Blood everywhere. Blood splashes on the mirror, blood splashes on the glass partition of the shower and in the bathtub. Blood on the floor. quite an extreme amount. And by extremely much, I mean as if a cleaning bucket with 10 liters of blood had been poured out with the momentum. That's nonsense, of course. No one has that much blood in them. It looked like a fight had happened here, but that was not enough. I then went into the bedroom. There was a small chest of drawers and a television hanging on the wall. It was a quite modern room with a double bed, and the double bed itself was covered with this typical white hotel bed linen. That was all, of course, full of blood. And I still thought to myself, that much blood. Even if there was a fight, the blood couldn't be just from one person. That was just too much. I went down to the reception again to get additional equipment out of the vehicle. I had forgotten the wet vacuum cleaner. Cause of death. The podcast. The victim. On my way, I stopped at the reception desk in the lobby. There were quite a lot of hotel guests there. The hotel manager then came in and waved me out of the waiting area and then pointed his finger at the sliding door of the exit. Of course, it's best to attract as little attention as possible. Imagine you were a hotel guest and see a guy like me standing there in a protective suit, contaminated with blood. Well, as I said, I left with him. The hotel manager then told me in detail who the two victims were. It was a couple who died in the hotel room. This couple was attacked. There was a fight. The hotel guest next to this room complained about the noises in the middle of the night. In that case, it was about trying to identify the room for which the noise came. Downstairs in the lobby, however, there was only one lady working alone who simply, A, didn't have time and, B, was perhaps also afraid. I don't know. The hotel manager then mentioned to me that this dispute was probably not a coincidence. This couple was spied out. They went shopping on Kurfürstendamm in Berlin and bought a beautiful piece of jewelry. They went back to the hotel where the perpetrators already waited for them. They got caught by the police, by the way. Cause of death. The podcast. The perpetrator. The couple was ambushed by two young Eastern European men. They tracked them to the hotel and watched them check in. And then they waited in the bar until night. It was quite a large hotel, which now also had a standard public traffic, so people also came from outside into this very nice chill hotel bar. Well, and then they probably broke down the door in the middle of the night, and the police suspected that the perpetrators were clearly after the jewelry they had bought, because they found the credit card bill, but the jewelry was no longer to be found in the hotel room. According to the investigation, the room itself was locked for a very long time. So my assignment came in days later after the crime scene had happened. This is the normal course of events. The police then simply need some time. Evidence is collected on site. And then, as you probably know from television, the database is compared with fingerprints and so on. And yes, in this case, the task was to remove all the traces of blood. It was definitely a challenge to get the traces out of the carpet. I had to work with a special cleaning equipment and an enzyme cleaner in order to be able to dissolve the bloodstains out of the carpet. I started in the bathroom because it really looked like a butcher shop in there. That's how I would paraphrase it. There were actually no white surfaces that were not smeared with blood. Once I finished with the vacuum cleaner, I did the fine cleaning with the mop. I had a bit of a hard time with the carpet because it wasn't quite clear to me whether the red belonged to the carpet fiber or whether it was blood. And that's where my eye and my optics kept playing tricks on me. Well, the whole shitty carpet then had to be cleaned off. That was really a big effort. It was summer. It was super hot. I couldn't turn on the air conditioning in the room because I did not want to spread this metallic smell of blood around. Regardless of what was happening around me, I was still in a good mood. I just tried to block out this cruel act of my mind. Imagine being on your honeymoon and then you become victims of greedy, violent criminals. Personally, I have no idea whether the plan of the perpetrators was to kill these people in this attack or not. All I know is that the traces showed that the couple was trying to defend themselves. And then I thought to myself, what would I have done if I had been a victim? Would I have fought back? I don't know. I don't know what you would have done in that position. But one thing is for sure, they both had their death struggle, but unfortunately, lost it. If you are a believer, you could say that the couple is now at least in heaven. I am, if you know my podcasts, or longer, very religious or actually not at all. I rather focus on the energies of life. I just find that more beautiful. But everyone should work out for themselves what they believe in or don't believe in. That's not what the podcast is about. But, and this is very relevant, it was getting later and later. And I told the hotel manager before, well, it's not a problem. They can probably occupy the room again at 3 p.m. and it was 4 p.m. Now it was 5 p.m. It became 6 p.m. It became 7 p.m. And actually, I was still supposed to leave this day. It was getting later and later and I thought, oh, now I have a problem. What am I going to do now? My car is not spacious enough to sleep in. So what's the obvious thing to do when you work in a hotel? Of course, you politely ask down in the lobby if the crime scene cleaner can perhaps get a little place to sleep. And that's exactly what I did. The hotel manager, it was meanwhile 8:30 p.m., was no longer present. He was also not available by phone. The ladies downstairs tried to reach him, but no chance. I was sweating. I was tired. I was dirty from cleaning. The lady at the reception told me, "Mr. Engel, we have a little problem. We have only one room free that I would not like to offer to you." Now guess which room it was. Exactly. It was the room where the corpses were found. Creepy. Yes, and in principle, I just needed a fresh mattress and sheets in this room since I had to get rid of the old ones due to blood contamination. Alternatively, going home was too far away. I must say, in addition, I still tried to get everywhere else a sleeping place, but there was no place to sleep in Berlin because of the Love Parade. Nightmare. But well, what should I do? I had no choice. I then took the hotel room and, for the first time in my life, slept where I had previously cleaned a crime scene. What was problematic, of course, was that I knew the whole story and, in that case, had made up images in my head about it. I called my wife, told her I was staying in Berlin tonight, and then told her I was sleeping in the room where I had cleaned today. Then she said, "You're not serious, are you?" Then I say, "But what do you want to do? There is nothing free here. I don't want to sleep on the park bench." There was actually no other possibility for me, except to use this sleeping possibility of the hotel. And since I was so late with the cleaning, the room could not be given to potential other customers. And then she wished me a good night and said, "You're a freak," and hung up. Yes, and then I stood there in the room, turned on the TV, and lay on this freshly made mattress. I got ready, went to the bathroom, and brushed my teeth. It was meanwhile 10 p.m., and I thought, okay, now you just try to sleep. Tomorrow, you go back home. When I was lying in bed, I realized, no go, I couldn't fall asleep. I went back down to the bar to distract myself and find a little company, but somehow it felt to me as if all eyes were on me, that I was the crime scene cleaner and was sleeping where people had died days before. And as if it were my hobby, as if it were my passion, I really had a problem to block this image that came up to my mind about this hotel room. Nothing helped. I then went up to the room and decided to go jogging. I had to wear my work clothes for that because I wasn't prepared to stay overnight. You can't sleep, you can't close your eyes, you can't rest. And then the purpose of staying overnight is actually gone. I really ended up jogging around the block to clear my head. And when I came back, the ladies in the lobby stared at me as if I was a crazy person. Well, the jogging actually helped. I was so exhausted and tired that I just fell asleep and woke up to sunshine in the morning. While brushing my teeth, I just thought to myself, what an experience! And that feeling of knowing that people had died was accompanying me all night, that the deceased might still be present in some form. I'm not soft-spoken or particularly sensitive or anything like that, and I don't believe in things like ghosts. What I do believe in, as I said, is the energy of life, whether we think rationally or very spiritually. The interaction of feeling, experience of our sensory perceptions, and the power of our thoughts results in our experience. And one thing this experience has shown me personally, we ourselves are able to influence ourselves positively by changing our physical state. In my case, it was jogging. I had to exhaust myself to calm down, no matter what I felt or sensed before. I don't know if you have ever experienced such situations, and it doesn't matter if it was a mystery story or not. To be able to change something in your mind by changing your physical state, that's what I learned from this story. Yes, that's it for today, with this mystery episode, and I would be very happy if you join me again next time for a new episode of my podcast. Have a wonderful day, whatever is left of it. Until then, ciao, you're Marcel. That's it for the new episode of Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel, head of his own special cleaning unit and crime scene cleaner at more than 12,000 locations around the world. What can Marcel clean up for you? Anytime, anywhere in the world. Get in touch or just click through to MarcelEngel.com. Empathic, profound, honest. Cause of Death is guaranteed to leave a mark. Be there. I'm looking forward to it. Subscribe to the season and you won't be late for an episode.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. Cause of Death.